Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Indeed, the best independent wrestling podcast. Puff said it, so it's got to be true. I'm Mike Hamley, your host, as always, every Wednesday, 6 p.m. So that must mean I'm live with Righteous Reg. How are you doing, bud?
In the building. It's Media Man, your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster, talking independent wrestling. Very excited. Every Wednesday, I'm just like, okay, I get to come on and talk wrestling that I like 100%. I don't have to fake it all saying anything about it. I'm going to talk about wrestlers I want to talk about and wrestlers I want to talk to. So anytime we got on Indeed, Mike, I'm always super stoked about it. Excited for another great guest. How many great guests have we had back to back, Mike? We've been putting in some work out here.
Pretty much every week since March 15th, which is wild that we're in August now. And I'm like, we've almost had a guest every single week. Pretty crazy. And again, yes, not missing out on having a great guest this week.
And real quick, shout out to your back. That's what we need to shout out first,
I think. Yeah, shout out to my back. I can sit in a chair for pretty much 15 straight weeks for podcasts. It's a miracle. Funny enough, it's been feeling a little better lately, and we'll come back to that later because it's got something to do with who we're talking to today, which is it's a small world after all, full circles all around. We've got with us the longest reigning Three Pistols champion in Barry wrestling history, pride of Buffalo, New York, but he's Albany's favorite son, Myung Jae Lee. How are you doing today, man?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you here. I'm doing great as well myself.
So they adopted you over there, Myung Jae, that easily you get adopted? I mean, he put in work, right? It's worth a little something, I'm guessing.
I mean, I'm literally adopted, but
I'm used to it. Yes. Gotcha. Yeah. That's what's up.
Well, so yeah, we set it off the top. 417 days as of today, Three Pistols champion of Barry Wrestling. That's over a year. It's not a pandemic reign either, where you won it in like January of 2020 and you've held this belt for 4 years kind of thing. It's like, you know, so yeah, 417 days as champion, which is just over a year. Your wrestling career basically though is just over 2 years.
Oh
yeah.
Wow. So you've been a champion like most of the time that you've been a wrestler.
Yeah. Well, I started training before the pandemic, and I was ready to have matches right before the pandemic started. And I had one, technically, but there's no document of it anywhere. It's not a cage match. It's nowhere online. It was really bad, and I'm happy that it like doesn't exist online.
Yes.
But so like I made my debut like a week before COVID. Really, my whole wrestling career started after COVID and when shows started to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, such an amazing champ. MJL. There we go. Thank you. Got some friends in the chat. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you started training just before so you were training through the pandemic, basically. Do you think that kind of like worked in your favor though, giving you that like extra time? Or were you ready?
Yes and no at the same time. So I started like October 2019.
Okay.
Trained a little bit, got through the basics and the fundamentals. And right when I was like ready, I was ready to get in cars. I was ready to go like full on with this. So I was like really disheartened when the pandemic happened. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't train, you know, for a lot of that time. Until we started to do like some closed tapings that we would do like live. And that was like in the spring of 2021 about. And I would say that those helped me. I don't know if they really helped anyone else, but they helped me because certain fans were gifing them on Twitter. Oh, and they were tagging me, and that like kind of got my name out there. And it also just got me footage to send to promoters as well. Like the first taping that we did, I got to wrestle Daniel Garcia. And it was like a 20-minute match.
Oh, nice.
So that was kind of crazy. And I think that's why people were kind of drawn to it, because we did have like Dan on there. We had Kevin Blackwood, and we had like Puff. Slowly, once like shows did start to come back with fans and everything, like those guys couldn't like really be there all the time. So other students at the school didn't get the same treatment that I got, which is unfortunate, but I will say like those tapings did help in my favor.
That's fantastic. And you did mention getting a little bit of you know, getting that match with Daniel Garcia, you know, kind of pulling back the curtain a bit. So you did train at Grapplers Anonymous, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So Dan Garcia, my understanding is he was pretty hands-on with your training.
Yeah. So my main two trainers were Brandon Thurston. You might know him from WrestleNomics.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And absolutely. Mikey Everynight, who owns the whole place. And before, Butcher and Blade used to train there as well, but it was, I started right around the time that they got signed and they stopped coming around. But then Daniel and Kevin were there to like really help polish me out.
I mean, you said you started in October 2019, which is like right when AEW started pretty much. So, right, the wheel started rolling for a bunch of people that were attached to that. Talk to us a little bit about that training. Was it, did you check out any other schools? Did you have anything else in mind? Where did you always kind of want to be a pro wrestler? How did you get to Grapplers Anonymous?
So I always wanted to be a pro wrestler since I was very young. I wrestled amateur in high school, knowing of like what I wanted to do in the future. I asked my parents when I was in high school if I could start training at like a local place by me. I'm happy that they told me no, because it was kind of sketchy and shady. But then once I got to college, and that's how I ended up in Western New York, I went to college out there, and there was another school closer to my college, but I did do my research, and I noticed that like the people coming out of Grapplers were actually getting on the road, and they were actually getting on shows. And I just, I knew that like if I wanted to do something, I had to go like where these people that are getting on shows train.
Smart,
very smart. Doing your research.
So I actually had a whole hour and 15-minute commute there and back. But I think it was worth it.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yeah, I would say so.
Absolutely. Glad to hear you did your research, as you are aware. This is a cutthroat business.
Yes.
Things could turn really fast. Like, you could have went to another school and you could still be stuck at that school right now. Like, that's the unfortunate situation for a lot of people.
Yeah. So again, we did, you know, kind of mention training with Dan a little earlier. I do, you know, have a wee little clip here that we may have, you know, I don't know. Somebody gave it to us, but, yeah, so we're going to run this real quick.
Let's get into it.
Is this your first Korean on your video?
You know what? I think it may be.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're making history out here.
I'm honored.
We make it. Do you live in the Buffalo area too?
I train there.
So you know this guy, Daniel Garcia? Is he the king of Buffalo?
These are my kids.
Yeah.
He's the king of Buffalo, right?
I came from his seed.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
He's your dad. So you call him daddy.
Oh my god,
perfect. How is it kind of having interactions with Daniel Garcia and Kevin Black and Blackwood and Puff? These guys are all super entertaining, charismatic, really nice guys. Did that make kind of training out there? Is that kind of the vibe for the whole school? Because I'm like, everybody, it seems, that comes out of there has this kind of way of being, and they're liked by everyone. Is that kind of the vibe that that was in the school?
I mean, yes and no. So, like, training was very regimented, especially when it was under Brandon Thurston.
Yeah.
And it was, like, very serious and everything. But once, like, I started getting in cars with these people, like, it was just a bunch of, you know, just fun, goofing around, just trying to have a good time, and making the most out of those, like, long, long trips, you know?
Huff would like you to talk about the Core Life incident.
Oh, God. I'd rather not talk about the Core Life incident.
Oh, no?
One time, the original Buffalo Brothers went to a Core Life eatery, and Kevin Bennett dragged along this guy named Vinnie Moon, and Puff dragged along me. But so then we go and we ate our food and everything. And then Dan started to, like, just put, like, a little chokehold on me. And I know to just tap. I'm not dumb. I'm not going to fight it. So I tap immediately, but he doesn't let go. And then when he finally lets go, I literally pass out and I fall to the ground in this Core Life eatery.
Jesus. Talk about that incident. It's so funny. What an incident.
We now know that the Core Life incident is the time that Dan Garcia choked you out to Core Life.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm surprised it didn't make headlines.
Right now.
If we know anything about Jeremy Lambert of Fightful.com, it's probably going to tomorrow. So
you're out of here, Dan Garcia. I've been trying to get you out of here, and I finally got the way to foil you, young man. No, yeah, so funny. Yeah. Shout out to Dan Garcia. That is hilarious and wild. So what did it take for you to kind of break out of just being in that area and get a shot in some other promotions?
What it took for me to break out was just really never even get started in the local area.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, and I kind of knew that because, like, I'm from the Albany area, and there are a few local promotions, but, like, especially in, like, I think it's wherever you go, but there's always, like, local drama between promotions and schools. And I just, I didn't want to be a part of any of that. And luckily, one of the first cars that I got in was Daniel and Kevin took me to Limitless while they were doing their closed tapings. And after experiencing that, I was like, oh, this is great. I'll just, like, try to wrestle at, like, anywhere where the local drama isn't, where you can go have a good time, and then you wrestle, and then you just go back to wherever you came from, and, like, that's it.
Right.
Yeah. And again, you mentioned not getting big, or not wrestling, I should say, in your local area. Somewhere, you know, something we have in common essentially is you're basically an honorary Canadian. One of your first matches was at Barry Wrestling, if I'm not mistaken. Like,
yes,
it was pretty early on in there, and you're just a mainstay all over the place now here. C4, Barry Wrestling, Crossbody. I'm sure you're going to be back for a bunch of season 2 stuff for Crossbody. You know, actually, that's where I met you. You had that hilarious match with Puff, which. You know, that was also a different side of you that I got to see in the ring, which, you know, I'm, you know, a lot of your, you know, recent matches that a lot of people would maybe be familiar with at C4, you know, you and Uno killing each other. So then to, like, see you and Puff, because you, like, played so much off of your familiarity with each other and, like, your friendship, it was like funny, strong style. It was.
Yeah,
instead of, like, you know, screaming at each other, you were like, hey, are you okay? Sorry.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually wrestled Puff 3 times in the month of July at different promotions. And each of the matches were, like, different, you know, and that's, like, the lovely. What does Puff say? Hilarious?
Hilarious to be a joke. You might. You know what?
Here he goes.
Sure. Yeah. Because he asked.
Oh, man. For my Black Label Pro match with Puff, I chopped him so hard that he was in the back asking people for tea. But no one had tea. Because, like, I guess I...
It's supposed to help with, like, taking it out. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds like he deserved it.
Yeah, he did. See? Puff gave me a senton in that match, and it, like, nearly crushed me. Like, not cool.
A shoot senton, Puff?
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Damn, Puff.
And he spit in my face. He spit water into my face.
Puff, come on, bro. Puff.
Bro. The audacity.
Had to get him back.
Yeah, no, he deserved it. What about it, Puff? You deserved it. This is crazy. Yeah.
That was National Slampoon 2 that was like a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yes.
You were trying to defend your Three Pistols title in parking lots on your way down there?
Oh, yes. Yeah, just having it everywhere. I knew that, you know, I've already become the longest reigning champion, so now I'll wrestle anyone.
Hey, you know what? Tell that to all the guys who bring their replica belts to shows. If you're gonna walk around with the title in public, you gotta defend it in public.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a true fighting champion right there.
Seriously. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Good on you, man. Speaking of your Canadianism, we did talk about some Canadian food together. So I know you have yet to experience the majesty of the Taco Bell Fries Supreme.
Right.
But what else in Canada has impressed you? I know Osmo's is kind of a hit.
Everything all dressed.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
All dressed chips, so, Reg.
All dressed. Yeah. What are they dressed in?
Everything.
Yeah.
They're all dressed.
Initially, it begins with the all-dressed potato chips, which are essentially potato chips that have been flavored with, like, all of the seasonings of all the flavors of all the potato chips. So it's, like, salt and vinegar, barbecue, sour cream and onion, like, all at the same time.
Sounds pretty flames.
All dressed. But now what's happened is, much like how America has started flamin' hotting everything, Canada's like, well, we'll Canadianize it and we'll all dress everything.
Everything.
So there's discrepancy in the all dressing, because there is the all dressed, which is just the potato chip flavor all dressed that's being used on other stuff that's not potato chips. Or people are, you know, applying the term all dressed to the specific item, and then it's like Doritos did it, and I was expecting it to taste like the all dressed potato chips. But when Doritos did it, it was actually just all of the Doritos flavors on the chips. It was like orange and zesty nacho and nacho cheese. Didn't hit as well.
No, it did not. And because I got two big bags of those thinking, oh man, Doritos all dressed, they're gonna be so good. And then I still ate them. But
they're just mid. They're not.
I'm gonna have to find out about these Canadian snacks. I'm not up on this all dress thing.
You need to come here.
I have a deal with a few Canadian wrestlers now, specifically Dexter Doom. He's one of Evil Uno's students.
All right.
But he gets me all dressed things if I just bring him either Celsius energy drink or like zero sugar Dr. Pepper, whatever flavor.
Well, listen here. If you're wanting to set up some more, snack exchange trade routes,
I'm down.
I'm down. Oh, I am more than happy to do some import export here. Yes, absolutely.
That's what Indeed is all about, making snack deals.
I'm sorry. Have you ever tried? I'm assuming yes, but has everyone here had the Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream?
Yes. Yeah.
It's pretty slapping.
I had it in America once.
What had you said? America.
We don't have it in Canada. It's bullshit.
Listen, we got some good snacks, but everything else is fucked up. So
it's so true. Honestly, like, look,
that's a very good point.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of shit is fucked up, but you do have Wingstop.
I mean, points are being made.
Yeah,
you know.
We also have Taco Bell breakfast, which is my favorite. Right. Canadians don't have Taco Bell breakfast.
Yeah, the fuck is Taco Bell breakfast?
Taco Bell breakfast be hitting pretty hard too. Yeah.
Canadian Jet says nope, don't like Dr. Pepper.
Come on, Canadian Jet. No, I get it. It's an acquired taste for sure.
You know what? It's honestly, Dr. Pepper is like the all dressed chips of
pasta. Oh yeah, and ketchup chips. That's a Canadian thing too. I see people going crazy for those too. What is that? They just take like ketchup.
Pretty much. It's pretty close to ketchup. They're good.
It's way more subtle than you think.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I saw they have ketchup Doritos now, and I'm like, is this a Canadian thing that came over here?
Yes. Yes. Ketchup Doritos was entirely our fault. We claim responsibility. We're not sorry.
You guys did it again.
Because they're good. We're still sorry, actually, because we have to always say
it. You have to be sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not allowed to not say it. Do you feel like you come back to America like as a, you know, slightly like more polite person after, you know, like doing a weekend in Canada?
No, I just come home tired.
I was going to say he goes to New York too. So it's, you know, off really fast.
So, you know, spend Monday and Tuesday just like using your manners a lot more than you would like Wednesday through Friday.
No.
You can't. It's New York, Mike. You'll get beat up just like trying. Like, who's this Canadian person over here? They don't like that.
So I don't know, because you're like, are you in Buffalo or Albany? Which one do you actually?
Albany.
Okay.
I live in Albany.
It's all the same gang.
Okay. It's not New York City's. Like, no. There's basically there's New York City, and then there's like the rest of the state, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, I did miss a message here from Puff. He said he apologizes for the senton, not for the water.
Okay.
It's very specific. What about the shirt, though? Does he apologize for the shirt?
That he made?
Yes, the Calvin shirt.
He's made two individual shirts about me just for him to wear. I think the first one is worse than the one that he just made. So the one that he just made, it just says Myungjae Lee, more like Myungjae P, and then it just has a cartoon peeing. And it's one of one, and Puff has that. But last summer, he made one with a stupid selfie that I sent him, knowing that I look ridiculous on it, and he cut my face out, and then he just put cum.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
That's not even a joke. It's just a word.
I know.
It's kind of awesome though.
I love it.
Honestly, if he released either of these as merch, I'd probably buy one.
Please don't do that.
He was wearing the cum one around in a locker room. He was like, "Look who it is! Look who it is!" And people were like, "Who is that?" Because it doesn't even look like.
Backfired.
Oh my god, that's wild. All right, so in doing some digging around on you, I did come across a couple of things I, you know, must ask you about. One of the things I was told was, it and I quote, ask him about Mr. Cheddar.
Who told you to ask me about Mr. Cheddar?
I'm a good journalist. I won't reveal my sources.
Yeah, can't.
Okay. Can't. I've just been seeing those memes of Mr. Cheddar on like Twitter or X now, I've been thinking that Mr. Cheddar is quite funny whenever he pops up in my feed. That's
okay. You know, my source made it seem like it would be there was more behind it than that.
Your source sounds stupid, and it sounds like Puff.
No, not at all. Absolutely not. It couldn't be. Couldn't
be. He would never be our source.
No, never. I've never even talked to the guy. I don't even know him. Man.
Never.
Don't even know him.
Never not on a him podcast on this show. Like Indeed.
Nah, he's never been on here.
Definitely not like sometime. I'm pretty sure in April you should definitely go back and watch it. The playlist is on Fightful Overbooked. Be sure to subscribe on YouTube, like the video, set the notification bell, do all the things that help us with the algorithm, leave a comment, tell us who you'd like to see us get here on the show. So mini hot dogs in Albany. Why are they what's up with the mini hot dogs?
That was awesome what you just did.
Thank you.
Nice transition, huh?
But also, yeah, mini hot dogs. I love them. I can eat a bunch of them. Normal people, I think, only eat like 6. The other day, I ordered like 12.
Is that what you tweeted the picture of?
Yes.
White Castle for hot dogs or what? I don't know.
It kind of looks like, honestly, it kind of looks like it. Like, the quality looked better, I will say, on these mini hot dogs. Though, like, I have had White Castle. That was... Mm. That was not cool.
We're struggling over here, Mike. Okay. It's America. Tiny hamburgers, but give me 50, which is like 5 regular hamburgers.
You can eat so many hamburgers. You can buy a cardboard briefcase full of tiny hamburgers in America. These mini hot dogs, they looked incredible though.
They are incredible.
I'm trying to find the picture of them right now, so please continue talking while I'm
incredible. And that picture that I tweeted, someone replied to them like, "Oh, those tacos look good." They don't look anything like tacos. I don't know what that person was talking about. But these local places, they make these tiny hot dogs. They're so like, they're snappy, and I get them with everything on it.
That looks amazing.
They're so good. I can eat a bunch. But like some of these local places, they're like so old school and stuff that like they only take cash, you know, and it's just like a little stand.
Yeah.
Picnic tables, you know, and it's nothing beats that.
There is no faster way to get me to leave your establishment than telling me it's cash only.
Hey, that's, I think that's a charm. I think that's the charm of it.
There's a lot of shops here in Oakland that are like that. So I carry cash. Like if you want to get some really good food, you're probably gonna have to pay cash for it.
I don't know. I feel like, again, like it's just, have you noticed that coming to Canada that there's just like a whole lot more debit everywhere?
Yes, but I get paid sometimes in Canadian cash, so I just try to use my cash to get rid of it. Because like since I'm there so often, I never exchange it. So I just always try to pay in cash in Canada, and sometimes it's annoying when people are like, "Oh no, card only."
That's gotta honestly ruin it. I don't know. So that's actually interesting. I didn't think about that for like somebody who's up here so much. It's not like, what's the point? Also, you get gouged so hard on the exchange rate.
Yeah.
Especially doing it, well, honestly, going either way on it is terrible. Converting your Canadian money to American, though, because you lose so much of the value, it just makes you feel poor.
Yeah, I always have to tell like other Americans, if they're wrestling in Canada, that they have to like sell their merch at a higher rate.
Yeah, oh, true, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Money.
Damn.
Money.
Also, like, I guess buying stuff too, if you're not familiar with it, like you come up here and you look at the price of stuff and you're like, it's how much for that? I'm sorry. But then you actually do the math and you're like, oh,
yeah,
like, it's like 65% of what I actually think it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's startling.
But some Canadian promotions do pay me in American, and I'm very happy about that. I love that.
Yo, shout out to them. Yes.
Shout out C4.
Hey, Mark.
Not surprised. Good. We always shout out C4 on here.
Yeah.
We see you.
They're the best.
Yeah, absolutely. We are. Actually, I've been talking. So, spoiler alert, I've been talking to Mark. He's probably going to be coming down here sometime in September. We're going to have to, really coordinate that. But love having Mark on here.
So let's talk about this show that you're going to go to, that your back is back in business. Isn't there a show?
Yeah. Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
You said we're going to connect the shows, the back, Young Jay, all the things.
Oh, no. Actually, so that's funny because, no, Young Jay and I, we met at Crossbody like, you know, 3 weeks, a month ago or so. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as always, get to talking, you know, my back sometimes comes up. And, yeah, you ended up mentioning you had you suffered a couple back injuries.
Oh.
Yeah, so last summer I had a herniated disc.
Eesh.
Yeah, but I just kept wrestling through it, even though like I couldn't feel any like I couldn't feel in my leg, in my right leg. It was like numb, but I was still wrestling, which is probably dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's a grind. But I started going to physical therapy, and like so many of like the stretches and stuff that I did helped me a ton. So I just gave those to Mike, and hopefully it helped Mike. So
yeah, it's done some good for me. I'm actually like back to doing like body weight exercise and stuff now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was the kind of full circle on it. But so
I love it.
That was so the herniated disc, how long did that you said that it didn't really keep you out at all. That seems wild to me, because
it probably should have. It really should have. I don't know if I just have like a super high pain tolerance or anything, or if I was just dumb. But yeah, I just you know, I just kept on doing my physical therapy exercises as much as I could. I was having like a bunch of icy hot and everything. And I just like taking a bunch of Tylenol, you know, like just, but I got through, cause my back doctor did tell me that like, oh, you're so young and stuff. There's a good chance, like it can heal back to normal if you just do physical therapy. Like there's no need for surgery yet. Like if you're older, maybe it would be, you know, time for some surgery or like a cortisone shot or something, but you know, these exercises seem to work.
Yeah. And again, passing it along. Thank you. Thank you again. It's if anyone's curious, it's the it was the McKenzie method for back pain. And yes. I ended up getting the whole like treat your own back book and everything. I found an audio book for it, which is good because I can read. I just don't like to I don't like
I got the audio version because I can't read.
I can. I just don't want to. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's other things I could be doing than sitting.
You have that privilege with audiobooks existing, Mike, that you don't have to read the words anymore. Somebody else could just read them to you.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's really crazy. Like, I don't know. John Moxley's audiobook tripped me out because he read it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, oh, I just got lectured by John Moxley for 8 hours. It was wild. But yeah, no, fantastic book, has been helping me out so much. Thanks again for that. Something I wanted to get into with you now is you know, obviously you've done a lot already in just a short amount of time, and I want to know what you have coming up, where people can like see you at. Because seeing you wrestle in person is quite a fun experience. Not only when you're wrestling your friends, but when you're actually trying to kill someone. Because you do have a very aggressive, you know, persistent, always coming forward, always coming at you style. At least like stand up, and then grappling is so much fun to watch. So I really would encourage people, you know, we get we're very privileged to get to see you so much in Canada. And I hope the Northeastern U.S. starts to recognize, and, you know, you get to wrestle in your home state a little more and the surrounding area a little more often as well. So where can people see you at that's coming up?
This upcoming weekend back in Canada at Barry, but then the following weekend.
That's right, Jet.
Yes. Thank you. But I'm at Blitzkrieg Pro in Brattleboro, Vermont.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah, it's not too far from me. Can't wait. And then Where am I after that? Then the next week, Fighting Back at C4, their annual charity show. And I highly encourage everyone to go if they can, or donate something, because, you know, it's all about fighting against cancer and everything, and cancer research and whatnot. I think that's very important.
They've raised a ton of money for the Canadian Cancer Society doing that show over the last, like, I think this is the 12th one now or something like that.
Yeah.
It's been quite a few.
What's after that? That same weekend, I'll be at Smash Wrestling, so I'll be in Canada still.
Nice.
And then after that, I'm not sure. I would have to look at my calendar, but that's the month of August so far. So
fantastic.
Great schedule.
Staying busy. I wish I could get to Barrie. I wish I could get it. I don't have a way out to Barrie this weekend. I wanted to come out real bad, but I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna try to make it to something in September where I can see it. But
of course.
Something else that obviously happened to you recently, you know, people, if they're going to any of these shows, I encourage you to go to any of these shows, but somewhere else people might have seen you recently would be last Friday night, between the hours of 10 and 11 p.m., you and the wonderful Mr. Hayden Backlund got to wrestle the Kingdom on AEW Rampage. What was that experience like for you?
And if you blink, you would miss it. But,
you sold that kick on the apron very well, sir.
Thank you. I was going in my head how I was going to sell that.
Everybody in that position, my big homie Powerhouse Hobbs lost in 12 seconds in his debut match in AEW against Orange Cassidy. So time is nothing. You could turn the smallest amount of time into something. It's all about what you do with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so this was technically my third time doing extra work for AEW. The first time was the night Daniel won the Ring of Honor Pure title. And I just got beat up by Stokely Hathaway and Big Bill.
Big Bill and
the guns and everything. And Lee Moriarty was just in the back.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was that guy that just got kicked, and like I loved that just because like it's fun, you know. Fun. You're out there. You get to be on TV even though it's just a few seconds. And you just, you know, but Albany was cool for Rampage when I got to wrestle the Kingdom because my family was actually there.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so, and it's so funny too, because they were wearing my merch too. They were wearing my shirts. Meanwhile, no one else in this arena knows who I am. But like for them, it was like super exciting. And there were a few kids that I haven't talked to in a while from high school that like DM'd me on Instagram being like, did I just see you on AEW and stuff? And like, so like that's kind of cool and kind of rewarding. But yeah, me and Hayden got our asses kicked, you know. It was like 44 seconds, I think, bell to bell. But yeah.
Hey, again, it doesn't matter how much time, it was what you did with the time. And yep.
And those all sound like fun moments. It wasn't just like you went and got squashed and that was it. Like you got to go get the experience, have a good time, and be a part of some cool things.
Yeah, eat the catering.
Yeah.
So good. There you go.
So good.
I heard that they have really good cake back there.
Hey, you know, you got to be on Isaiah Cassidy's vlog.
Oh, yeah.
That too.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. You know, so speaking of wrestling on TV, you know, being around all these people, as far, you know, although you're only a couple of years in, what are do you have a structure of goals, a tier of goals, do you have like short-term goals, long-term goals for, you know, what you want to do? Because you did mention that you've wanted to do this since you were very young, so obviously it's you know, something that you probably put a lot of thought into.
So short term right now, I just want to be able to break out into new areas, which is why I'm happy that I'm starting to become somewhat of a regular at Black Label Pro, so I can break out into the Midwest a little. I'm trying to wrestle again more in the Northeast. And then obviously I would love to wrestle on the West Coast, but I don't know. I know flights are expensive right now and everything. Yeah. So that would be that short term. It's just like wrestle more places, wrestle anywhere. But then long term, very long term, it's just to make this be my living, whether it's on TV or not.
Fantastic. Well, you're on the right track, and certainly the pedigree of the, you know, your peers and predecessors from your school and your, you know, whole path of life circle.
Puff said, ask about the allegations. What are the allegations here?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I feel like I don't think there's actual story to that one. I think that at this point we're just trying
just,
to
just the allegations in general.
Oh man.
Criminate Num Jada. Let's plug your Twitter and get you out of here before Puff gets you canceled or something.
He's trying. He's trying so hard.
Where can everyone find you at, my man?
Oh. Puff's favorite is kind of getting canceled right now. Former favorite. I don't know if it's still his favorite, but Lizzo.
Oh yeah. That's right. That is-
Yeah.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad out here, Puff. I'm sorry, brother.
Ooh, have you have like I don't I can't thought oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the Lizzo?
Looking bad out there. She's sounding like a bully, like somebody I know. Maybe she learned a couple tricks from her friend Puff. Yeah, I heard that she hit one of her dances with a big senton.
Oh my god, she squirted water at her dancers as well. What's my understanding?
Oh man, just learning from Puff.
Yeah, the actual thing she's accused of, I don't want to think, I would imagine she didn't learn from Puff.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my god, crazy out there.
Jeez Louise.
That shit was crazy. Well, hey, you know, at least we still have Taylor Swift, right?
True.
Yes. For now, until something bad comes out, you know, you never know. You can't trust anyone anymore.
You can't, legit.
We love you, Puff. We love you, Puff.
Puff needs a hug this week after that Lizzo news, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Well, Myung Jae, thank you very much for hanging out with us. We appreciate your time. It was great to get your story, your journey, let people know what you want to be doing, hear some hysterical shit, because honestly, you're a very, very funny man as well. But where can people find you at?
My Twitter and Instagram is at MyungJae98, MyungJae98. Also, MyungJae is the first name. Some people just call me Myung, or some people call me Jay Lee, and right. It bothers me so much, but I don't have the heart in me to correct them. Yes. But
say it out loud so they know. Promoters, commentators, ring announcers, everybody. Yeah. It's Myung Jae, not Jay Lee.
Myung Jae. Yeah.
It's hyphenated. It's there.
Right. The hyphenated is for a reason.
I know. I know. And I know if we were actually in Korea, Lee would be coming first, so it would be Lee Myung Jae, but I Americanized it. I was trying to make it easier, but
you did him a favor and they still fucked it up.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah, yep. You can lead a horse to water, man. Mm-hmm. You can only lead the horse to water.
Yes, happened exactly.
All right, but again, want to thank you so much for joining us. We heard where you can be found at coming up. Please go check out any of those shows if you're in the area. If anyone's from Hamilton or, you know, the Hamilton area that's going up to Barrie this weekend, get in my DMs. In the meantime, though, Reg, where can we find you at?
You know, you can find me every Saturday, Fightful, Philip Lindsay, Grapsity Podcast. You can find me later today on the Dynamite Post Show on Denise's stream. Tomorrow, I'm on with Kate for the Ring of Honor post show. What am I missing? I have so many things. You can find me talking wrestling somewhere throughout the week on Wednesdays, I'm here with Mike on Indeed. I'm always talking every single day. It's wrestling. So find me. I got some cool things coming up too, but I'm going to keep on secret for now. But there's going to be some really cool things coming out, like a lot of really cool things. I'm going hard for the rest of the year. You guys are dead. I don't know what the last part was, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kill him.
Dead with. Dead. Yeah. But alive still, so they can consume.
But alive, so you can see the stuff. Yeah, yes. Right. Don't be too
zombies.
Sad.
Yes. Yes. And of course, me here every Wednesday with Dredge talking, you know, to wonderful people from all around the world of independent wrestling. Next week, we have Sway Archer. Yes. Week after that,
I'm going to try to get some gear made on the air live.
Good. Yeah. You better make my gear. I ordered gear from him so long ago.
Oh, shit.
He's going to have to talk about the allegations next week, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. There we go.
Yeah, you got to bring it up.
I'll send you the link for the call. You can just come in here and confirm.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'm ready, Sway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Sway Archer next week. I believe the week after we have. I have to check. I think Cole Radrick. I don't know. I have to look at our calendar. It's like full till September 6th, but also that means it's like August 2nd. So I'm gonna have to probably start sending some DMs to people again soon. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, thank you for joining us. We'll see you back here next Wednesday. In the meantime, go out to an indie show this weekend. See some shit in your area. Support your favorite wrestlers. Buy their merch. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Next week's West Coast Pro. We'll be on there before then, but whatever. I'll see y'all.
Bye, everybody.
Save big on brunch for mom. All in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.